Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Reckoning, a Strange Angels novel, by Lily St. Crow, narrated by Elisa Bresnahan and directed by Jennifer O'Donnell. And now, The Reckoning.
Chapter 1. Stealing a car was easy. The hard part was putting up with the whining. "I can't believe we're doing this," Graves muttered for the 50th time. I kept the speed steady, an even 55. It was an older red Subaru sedan, and I'd checked for insurance papers before we'd taken it. Someone would be inconvenienced, but not completely out of luck. When you're running from the king of the vampires, you can't afford to be too choosy. But I was glad I'd been able to avoid being a complete douche. "Well, if you'd like to hike out there on foot, be my guest." I didn't reach for the volume knob to drown him out, but it was close. Little Richard wailed softly from the speakers, robbed of all his sass. The all-wheel drive would be nice when we started to hit the hills. "Or if you want to be caught without wheels when the vampires find us." When, not if, because they're going to. After all, I'd stabbed the closest thing they had to a king through the heart and escaped. You don't have to be a genius to figure out that will piss a monster off. It was a partly sunny, late spring mid-afternoon, and we were on the freeway. I actually missed the food back at the Scola Prima. At least it had been pretty fresh, and there'd been plenty of it, brought up on a tray each evening as the Scola woke and the Jamfir started getting ready for another night of fun and games, learning to hunt suckers. I would groan at having to get up.